Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching on reigning in life was recorded at our 2012 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You here in the Midwest, you don't understand how dry it is in Colorado. 5% humidity the day and the highest heat on record, and then 60 mile an hour winds, and trees were exploding and throwing embers a quarter of a mile. And it was nothing but a miracle of God that kept Colorado Springs from burning to the ground. And this friend of mine was up on the bluff, and he and his church began to start praying, and those winds came back on themselves and literally put that fire out. And even though there was 350 homes lost, there could have easily been 3,000 homes lost. There was two people that died. There could have been hundreds that died. And you know what? You can either focus on the tragedy that was there, and there is tragedy, or you can say it was could have been much worse. Man, God intervened. God moved. God stopped this. And it just depends on which side you look at. You can actually look at a negative situation and say, praise God for the redemption. World War II was a terrible thing. A lot of people died. You can focus on all of that, or you can focus on all of the people that rallied and the world came together and they overcame that evil. And it was one of the great triumphs to be able to overcome that, because Hitler and the Japanese were about to overrun the entire world. And God turned it around. And you can either look at that, or you can look at the good, or you can look at the bad. The Six-Day War in Israel, I heard a general interviewed, and he talked about how that they were overwhelmed by all of the Arab nations around, and yet they said that they would see entire squadrons of planes flying and coming at them, and they'd fly into a cloud and never come out. There was miracles. He just talked about miracle after miracle after miracle that happened. You can either talk about how terrible the war was and how people lost their life, or you can look at it and say, man, God intervened and looked how awesome it was. I'm telling you, you can look at your situations and gripe and complain about it, and we live in a fallen world, and there's always going to be something wrong. If you don't have a problem now, hold on, you will. And you can either focus on that and think about that, and it will cause you to be depressed, or you can focus on the positive. Your emotions are just an indication. It's the plant that's growing up from what you've been thinking on. If you're depressed, you've been thinking on depressing things. Somebody says, but I've got depressing things. So do I. If I was to tell you some of the things that I deal with and some of the problems that I have, I could make most of you think, man, I don't have any problems compared to you. I got some bad problems, but you know what? I don't focus on them. It's not what I'm aware of them. I don't have my head in the sand. But you let not sin reign in your body, because you are the righteousness of God. God's power lives on the inside of you, and you have the ability to choose. You are not an evolved animal. You are a person created in the image of God, and you're born again, and you got a new nature, and you can control things in your life. You can't control other people, but you can control your responses to them. Some of you have had terrible things happen, but it's your choice whether you become bitter or better. It's your choice. Amen. In verse 13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Again, it's up to you who you yield to. Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. The devil never made anybody do anything. This is the reason the Bible says you have to stand against the wiles of the devil. That means the cunningness, the craftiness, the lies, the deception. Satan can't do anything to you without your consent and cooperation. You quit cooperating with the devil, and he will not be able to force you to do anything. Man, that's awesome. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Man, I could preach on that for a few days. Did you know that the law is what strengthens sin? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56. the law strengthens sin. If you are struggling under sin, under failure, under problems, you are a person that does not understand the New Testament grace and righteousness, and that's why it's not raining. Man, that's a mouthful. I could preach on that, but in verse 15 it says, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace?" And he comes back with the same answer, "God forbid." No, that's not what he's saying. And then he gives the second reason in this chapter why you live holy in verse 16. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?" If you yield to sin, then you are yielding to the author of that, the one who gave you the temptation, which is Satan, and you are going to have Satan come in and destroy you. John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." God is out to do good in your life. You submit to him and good will come upon you. You submit to the devil and he'll eat your lunch and pop the bag. You do not want to do that. This is just simple. Sure, because of grace, I could go do a lot of things. You know, this is hard for people to understand because, again, the church as a whole believes that God uses people based on how good they are. It's kind of unwritten, but that's what people believe. They believe that if you are being used by God, it's because you are so holy. And I can guarantee you that's not true. You can ask my wife and she can tell you that that is not true. But people think it's because you're so holy. And, you know, we hear these stories about people that operated in miracles and saw blind eyes open, deaf ears open, and they had miracle ministries and God was using them. And then you find out that they were a homosexual in the background. Or you find out that they've been committing adultery or that they've stolen money. And people will typically say, "I thought that was God. I thought God was using them." He was. Well, you can't tell me that God would use a person who committed adultery. If God waited until he had somebody who was qualified to work for him, he'd never use any of us. God's never had anybody qualified working for him yet. You know what? God, I could go, don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but I could go commit adultery. And did you know that the gifts and the callings of God would still flow through me? And some of you can't believe that, but it's absolutely true. Romans 11:29, "The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance." God does not take them away. Some of you may not believe this or understand it, but I'm operating in an anointing of God when I stand up and do what I'm doing. Before the Lord touched me, I was an introvert and couldn't look at a person in the face. And now I talk to thousands and millions of people. And it is an anointing. I remember one time that I actually had been out jogging. I was used to jogging 6 miles a day, and I went to Mobile, Alabama, and I didn't understand the difference that it made when it was hot and humid. And I went jogging, and I tried to do the same pace that I had done, and I had been on a fast for 3 days. And I just did something to myself, and I got up to preach, and I was so weak, and I couldn't see past the first row. There was 1,000 people in the auditorium, and I couldn't see them. And I was so weak, and my head was spinning, that I actually got behind the pulpit just like this and stood here and held on to it, because that's the only way I could stand up. And I preached like a house on fire, and it just flowed out of me. I went long, and the pastor actually had to come up and tell me to shut up and sit down. And I got the CD, or it was a tape back then, and I listened to it, and I was amazed. The word was just flowing out on me. I don't remember saying any of it. Some of you may think, "Well, that's not God flowing through you." Well, you just don't know where I came from. Amen. But anyway, my point is that, you know, it's an anointing that God has placed on my life. And I could go out and live in sin, and did you know what? It would still function. So because that's true, can I just go live in sin? I could do it, and God would love me, but I'm stupid. How many times does that make? I heard that Chris put the number 200 up on the screen. I heard about that. But I'm just stupid if I go do it, because even though God still loves me, and even though the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance and they would still flow, you know what? People would find out about it. They would lose respect for me, rightfully so. If I can't control my own self, well, then I don't have any business teaching you. And it would affect my ministry. It would condemn me. It would destroy my marriage. It would just do all kinds of things. It's just crazy to do that kind of thing. But see, most people don't understand. They think that God only uses you if you're holy. God hadn't got any other vessels to use but unholy vessels. We're all in varying degrees of having problems. I don't have the problems that some other people have. I've never gone out and used profanity, and I've never taken a drink of liquor. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never tasted coffee. It's true. 63 years old, never tasted coffee. But you got a scripture to stand on for coffee. Mark 16:18 says you can drink any deadly thing and it shall not harm you. And I'm saying I've not done some of the things that y'all have done, but I guarantee you I still have things that God's dealing with me. God doesn't use me because I deserve it. What'd you do? God doesn't use me because I'm worthy of it. He uses me in spite of who I am, not because of who I am. But to the degree that I can, I seek God and I don't give Satan an inroad into my life, because he will come in and cause me misery and pain, and I won't enjoy the blessings of God. Not because God shuts them off, Satan shuts them off. You're just crazy if you go live in sin. It's crazy. Don't do it. But it's not because God rejects you. It's because Satan is going to take an inroad.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on reigning in life. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2012 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM252 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to direct you towards our website. It's really good. I love this website, and our staff has done a great job with it. It's awmi.net, and on there you can get over 400 of my teachings absolutely free as downloads. They're MP3 downloads. You can watch over, I forget how many, but over 2,000 of our television programs, about something like 5,000 or 6,000 worth of our radio programs. We've got testimonies on there. We've got videos. We've got just a lot of things. It's a great website. It's awmi.net, and I encourage you to check it out.